Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
There she stood in the street.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my website's so smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with a new friend, Dr. Chloe Carmichael, but not for long. We'll get her back again. She's got a lot more to teach us. She's a licensed clinical psychologist. She's the author of a new book called Nervous Energy, which is being translated in languages all around the world. Harness the Power of Your Anxiety, also now available in audio form. Chloe, thanks again for being here. You want to give us a website?
Sure, Jim. The best way anybody who wants to learn more about the book can go to nervousenergybook.com.
All right, so check that out. Chloe, we're talking about nervous energy as a way of you know, motivating you and driving you and helping you to overcome anxiety by understanding that fear is actually natural and failure is successfully identifying what doesn't work. You also talk about some other things in your book, like anchoring statements to help you deal with stressful times. What do you mean by that?
Sure, Jim. Anchoring statements are one of my favorites. So a lot of very high-achieving people, you know, having a small business, I have one myself, it can be stressful sometimes. And when something goes wrong, many of us can just kind of spiral into almost like a mini panic attack. So I share a story in the book about anchoring statements where, you know, once I had an issue with my payroll and I was trying to pay employees and, you know, something went wrong and I was about to lose it. I felt like I was in a brain freeze. And so the way I used anchoring statements in that moment was just to repeat to myself, I'm a capable business person and I can handle this. Mm-hmm. And I just kept repeating that to myself. Mm-hmm. And the point of anchoring statements is to help your brain actually reconnect with language, because when we get really panicked, our brain actually sometimes forgets about language, and then, you know, that's an even more stressful situation when we're in the middle of a problem and we can't think in language, right? So the anchoring statements are pre-crafted statements that you know you can go to when you feel like you're starting to lose it.
Well, that's exactly right. And I've, you know, one of the ones that I use all the time here in my for myself that I've talked about on the show is something I learned many, many decades ago, and that's this. This is no hill for a climber, and I'm a climber. Somebody told me that a long time ago, and whenever I get up against it, I just say, okay, this is no hill for a climber, and I'm a climber. And another one that I use all the time, especially if I think I'm about to be eaten alive, you know, it's something that's really tough, is the 23rd Psalm. If you'll just settle down, close your eyes, and say the 23rd Psalm two or three, you know, very slowly, that's another way of getting centered. What do you think? A lot of people use prayer.
100%. So that one is a great one, Jim, with the 23rd Psalm, because not only do you have it memorized, so it's an easy way, again, to kind of jumpstart the language part of your brain, mm-hmm. but also a connection to religion. Religiosity has actually been shown to be a huge protective factor under yep. stress. So that's really great that you were connecting on a double whammy of positivity there, Jim.
Well, and this part here, is the next part I want to talk about, is kind of funny because you talk about worry time in your book, and small business owners know that worry time is when they wake up and when they go to sleep, and that might even include their dreams. So tell us about your thinking of worry time.
Yes, Jim, you know, you're so right, and I laugh when you say that, you know, that it's true that we can worry all day long, especially small business owners, and it's funny to laugh, but as we all know, it can also be draining and taxing, right, to just be having that all the time. And so what worry time does is it helps us to put some containers around it and some boundaries around it. So what you do is in your, you know, calendar, it can be once a day for 15 minutes, once a week for an hour. Everyone's got a different way that works. But whenever you just find yourself getting pinged and, like, with all these funny worries, like, oh, when's the last time that all my employees got a raise? Or, you know, like, whatever funny thing pops into your mind, mm-hmm. you just put it all down in the details event of your worry time calendar event. And then once a week or once a day at that time, you go to it and you focus on it. And it's a win-win because it helps your brain to let go of that stuff when it's supposed to be focusing on other things, and it really will let go better because once it knows that the material is put into your agenda and it's going to be dealt with, that actually really helps your brain to let go. But again, the double win is that it means that when you do then return to the calendar event to focus on that material, you're really giving it your best undivided attention and you'll be more effective on it. So that's what we do with worry time.
Well, and I'm just imagining a lot of small business owners thinking, okay, I'll put it on my calendar for 3 o'clock this afternoon. And then about 10:30, you'll say, I better move that up a little bit. last thoughts, Dr. Corey. Last thoughts.
Yeah, that's the beauty. Yeah, you can move it as much as you want. You are in control. But as long as it's on the calendar, you're not going to lose track of it.
Mm-hmm. Well, and it's just so important to understand that you know, every one of these little anxiety issues that you deal with and get behind you successfully helps you deal with the next one. Dr. Chloe, give us the title of the book again and the website.
Sure, Nervous Energy, Harness the Power of Your Anxiety, nervousenergybook.com.
All right. Hey, will you come back soon?
I'd love to, Jim.
We've enjoyed having you on the show. Dr. Chloe Carmichael, ladies and gentlemen. Quick break. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.